Good morning. Imagine you are on a first date. It is fantastic. The two of you have so much in common. You read the same books, you like the same movies, you want similar things for the future. There was definitely chemistry in that first kiss. And then you walk this amazing person to their car and you see that bumper sticker. Your whole impression of this extraordinary person is called into question. How could such a witty, fun, intelligent-seeming person support something like that publicly? I mean, does anybody actually even feel that way? It's human nature to assume that people believe much the same way we do. Sometimes it's easy to forget that some people don't share our values. We go along in our day-to-day lives, living, thinking, pretty much everyone thinks the same thing, and then one glimpse of one bumper sticker and it hits you. Not everyone is a Seahawks fan. It's true, some people don't even like football. Now, I'd like to talk about something that's a little less emotional for many Seattleites, like, oh, religion. As a faith community, Unitarian Universalists generally pride ourselves on being tolerant of people who think differently than we do. We have large-scale national campaigns which work towards solving problems like racism and sexism. The Unitarian Universalist Association's Standing on the Side of Love campaign has been at the forefront of the debate in favor of immigration reform and equal rights for our LGBT brothers and sisters. On a more local scale, since I moved here in August, I have seen this church, the Shoreline Unitarian Universalist Church, lovingly work to provide support to the homeless, the mentally ill, the poor, and to work for racial equality in our community. The very first principle of Unitarian Universalism recognizes the inherent worth and dignity of every person. We pride ourselves on being welcoming and not excluding anyone. We recognize that every person is worthy of love and respect. This is a value that I hold dear. Every person has inherent worth and dignity. This simple statement forms the basis of my system of values. To me, it's obvious. To me, it's the right way to live. It is one of the few things in this world that I believe. I don't profess to know very many things, but this is one of them. And in my day-to-day life, most of the people I deal with feel the same way, which further reinforces my belief. But every once in a while in life, we have a bumper sticker moment, and we realize that not everyone believes like we do. For me, it happened on Facebook. A Facebook friend of mine shared a quote from a famous evangelical Christian preacher who likened all Muslims to ISIS. It was a bit of a shock to me. I figured my friend didn't really understand. I mean, if I just point out to him how harmful that assumption could be, if I explain how extremists are not representative of an entire faith, he would understand. He would realize his mistake when I demonstrated that innocent Muslim people are being hurt by the increase of Islamophobia in this country. And that fear in part is fueled by comments like the one he shared. It was a teachable moment. I would just present a rational argument and he would see the error of his ways. Easy as pie. Yeah, not so much. It turns out that my Facebook friend is a very firm believer in a very conservative form of Christianity. To him, if you have not accepted Jesus as your personal savior, you are going straight to hell, period. No exceptions. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. So if you are Muslim or atheist or Jewish or pagan or Hindu or agnostic or you may as well be a terrorist. Because in his mind, everyone who is not born again is damned, no matter what kind of life they lead. Well, huh. What was I supposed to do with that? I absolutely disagree with his interpretation of how the universe works. But I found that no matter what I said, no matter what rational arguments I used, he was not fazed. Nothing I could say would in any way change anything about what he believed. So it did end up being a teachable moment, only I was the one who learned the lesson, not him. I learned that belief cannot be changed by rational argument. Don't believe me? Well, let's take it back to football. For you avid Seahawks fans out there, do you think someone could talk you into becoming, a 49ers fan? There are rational arguments to say that the 49ers are a better team. They have a strong history. They have won more Super Bowls. You are all rational, intelligent people. If I were to present you with evidence and statistics that show that the 49ers are an objectively superior team, it would only make sense that you would trade your blue and green in for red and gold, right? Yeah, I didn't think so. The same is true with religious belief. This experience led me to do some research. In his very thoughtful book, The Believing Brain, Michael Shermer explores belief, where beliefs come from, what they are, how to change them, and the one thing he found to be universally true is that it is virtually impossible for a person to change someone else's beliefs through argument, no matter how well-crafted or rational. In fact, if you argue with someone about their beliefs, they are more likely to find more support for their own stance and become even more firmly rooted in those ideas. So, if rational argument doesn't work, what can we do when we see some extreme opinion voiced online that we absolutely disagree with? It's actually very simple. Just ignore it. Now stay with me. I know it's fun to argue online. It's somehow stimulating to throw out little quips and sayings and try to convince people that you're right and they're wrong. And if you can be witty and smart or link to some research, or better yet, use their sources against them, it feels even better. But here's the thing, it doesn't accomplish anything. In fact, you will most likely do the opposite of what you set out to do by strengthening the beliefs of the people you are arguing against. But don't worry, you can still share your opinions. If you must make your beliefs known online, it's far more effective to share articles or research that support your position rather than commenting negatively on pieces that don't support your position. Why? Because the internet thrives on user interaction. The more people who comment, share, like, tweet, or in some other way respond to a piece online, the more people will see it. If something is trending or getting a lot of response, it shows up more often to more people. It doesn't matter if the comments are for it or against it. So, rather than getting into a discussion in the comments section of an article you don't like, find something that you do support. Share it. And have your arguments about it there. Make those positive posts go viral rather than the negative ones. However, if you really want to be effective, get away from your keyboard, look up from your phone, get out into the actual physical world and make a difference. Volunteer for a charity you support, organize a fundraiser, attend a peaceful protest, work on a political campaign, write to your congressional representatives, vote, I can't stress that one enough, vote and support people who share your values to vote too. If you want, as Gandhi said, you must be the change you want to see in the world. If you want people to be more loving, you must demonstrate that love. If you want people to be more open-minded, you must keep an open mind, especially when engaging with people who disagree with you. In the spirit of keeping an open mind, I reached out to my online community and asked if there were any conservative evangelical Christians who would be willing to get together in person and discuss their beliefs with me. My friend who inspired this exercise was not able to meet, but someone else did come forward and we got together for coffee so I could interview her. It was fascinating. I asked a lot of questions. I was very respectful. I tried really hard to see it from her perspective. I shared some of my beliefs, but I didn't really try to convince her that I was right and she was wrong. I listened a lot and paused a lot while focusing on speaking in a way that didn't sound superior or negative or condescending. I learned how important her faith was to her personally. I learned how very rigid and inflexible her belief system was. I learned through listening that we would never agree on religion. We would also never agree on many political points. We would never find middle ground on many issues. Our belief systems were simply incompatible. But I also learned some other things. I learned that we are both mothers with children from China who have health issues. I learned that we both worry about our kids a lot. We both struggle in finding fulfilling employment. We both have members of our family who have been in prison and who have struggled with addiction. We are both very concerned about the future. We are both afraid that there's too much hate and fear and not enough love in the world. I learned about the peace and love and strength that she gets from her church community, and that our individual faiths, different though they may be, have gotten each of us through some very scary times in our lives. I learned that we are both loving, intelligent, compassionate women who are doing the very best we can with the tools we've been given. Although our religious and political beliefs are very different, we had far more similarities than differences. Our worries about our kids, the concerns about what to make for dinner, and how we're going to afford that unexpected car repair, the beautiful sunrise we saw this morning, the love we feel from our church communities, and the exhaustion that we feel when we fall into bed every night. Those common experiences are what bind us together. We live in a world that constantly inundates us with an us versus them mentality. The media is not designed to merely provide information. It is more and more focused on producing an emotional response. And it is easier to pull negative emotions from people than positive. So they play on our fear and our anger by replaying scenes of violence over and over again in such a way as to make you feel that these terrible things could happen to you if you're not careful. So watching the news and reading articles online often result in feelings of fear or hopelessness or despair. In 2010, comedian Jon Stewart held a rally to restore sanity in Washington, D.C. In his final speech, he shared the following. We hear every day how fragile our country is, on the brink of catastrophe, torn by polarizing hate, and how it's a shame that we can't work together to get things done. But the truth is, we do. We work together to get things done every single day. The only place we don't is on Capitol Hill or on cable TV. But Americans don't live on Capitol Hill or on cable TV. Where we live, our values and principles form the foundation that sustains us while we get things done, not the barriers that prevent us from getting things done. Most Americans don't live their lives solely as Democrats or Republicans or conservatives or liberals. Most Americans live their lives just a little bit late for something they have to do. Often it's something they don't want to do, but they do it anyway. Impossible things get done every day that are only made possible by little, reasonable compromises. End quote. We don't have to buy into the media's fear-mongering and let them convince us that it's an us versus them world. When you start to feel afraid and hopeless about the world situation, I encourage you to go out and meet someone new. Listen to them. Learn from them. Share with them. Focus on what you have in common, not what you disagree on. Really hear them and see them and love them. Remember, we successfully work together with people who have very different beliefs every day. If you just judged by the bumper stickers in the parking lot, you would assume that no one in the store would be able to escape without a fight. But inside the store, a kind man reaches something for me off the top shelf because I'm too short to reach it. A friendly woman helps you find the aisle where the breadcrumbs are. You return the money that you accidentally saw fall out of someone's pocket. Someone else lets another person get in line ahead of them because they only have a couple things. People are constantly taking care of each other, complete strangers, not knowing or caring what bumper sticker is on their car. So may it be with us.